Hello, dear listeners. James here. I've just finished doing my little radio show, and part of it featured an inexplicable thing. I'm still not entirely sure why they did it, but the publishers of The Sun have put 22 million copies of a version of their newspaper through the front doors of houses around the country. 22 million copies of a paper that we don't want. I would never have the Sun in the house if I didn't have to. The intention? A jingoistic support of the England football team for the World Cup. Or is it? Is it just basically trying to encourage people to buy the Sun? They say it's a historic edition, it's a keepsake. This is our England with pictures of Bruce Forsyth and David Jason and the Queen and Ricky Gervais on the front of it. And Peppa Pig. I really don't... And, oh, goodness me, page five has got James Corden with his face painted as a flag of St George. I really am baffled as to why they think this would be a good idea. Done a bit of research. Quite a few people on Twitter, certainly in my Twitter stream, aren't particularly happy with it. A few houses were pre-alerted to the fact that they would be getting a Sun, put little signs up saying, please, Mr. Postman, do not deliver the Sun to my house. Those who have had the Sun, put it in an envelope, or indeed attach it to a house brick and send it to a free PO box number in London, where it would be returned at the Sun's expense. And that's what's going to be happening to ours, whether or not it gets attached to something heavy, like an anvil, is another matter entirely. It probably won't. We just want to get rid of the darn thing. It's baffling. I've just looked at the Huffington Post, and because it hasn't got the legal imprimatur, the imprint to say that it's a newspaper and where it's published and the address and things, by all accounts, they could be fined up to £2.2 billion. It's not going to happen, I don't think. But it's a very peculiar thing. What irks me, I guess, is that there's a picture of Ed Miliband holding up proudly, doing his grin with a picture of the Sun, as if he supports the fact that they're putting this crap through our letterboxes. I don't know. I've always had a bit of a, I wouldn't say love-hate relationship. I haven't had a paper in years. I don't like newspapers. They seem kind of endemically to be pushing their own agenda and focused on people who agree with the agenda. It's sort of self-fulfilling, certainly in the case of the Daily Mail. Daily Mail readers read the Daily Mail. People who don't read it, don't read it. There's been a campaign, a rather amusing campaign to... to cover up the mail. So if you see it in your local supermarket or newsagent, you put another load of newspapers over the top of it. Hopefully the people who buy the Daily Mail will then be thick enough to realise that, not to realise that that there's papers underneath and think, oh, they've run out. So newspapers. I just thought I'd share my experience of them, limited as it is, to a free copy of The Sun, now in an envelope. And it's going back to them. Bye for now.